The News Bulletin, brought to you by Information and Communications University, ICU, delivering an ICT-enabled education with excellence.
The Information and Communications University is driving the thrill for the nation in research and development. Enroll now for full-time and distance programs in the School of Engineering, Humanities, Business and Education. To apply, visit our website at www.icuzambia.net or call us on +260-211-221-662 or 0966-342-359. Sponsorship is available. Enroll now.
To Lusaka, to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Good afternoon and thank you for joining us for the news on One Love Radio. To present it, my name is Mumba Tailash. The headlines. IPAC disappointed by Constitutional Court discontinuation of constitutional amendment petition. Patriotic Front urges EPND to step back from former President Edgar Lungu's funeral. In international news, dozens killed in an attack on Sudan's camp. And in sports, CAF fines Fars $5,000 over Grant press conference absence. And now the news in detail. Deputy Consortium Chairperson and IPAC Executive Director Solomon Ingoma says the consortium of civil society organizations on governance is disappointed by the manner in which the Constitutional Court has discontinued the petition regarding the initiation of constitutional amendment process following allegations of hostility and bias by one of its own judges. In a statement, Mr. Ngoma says, having reviewed the affidavit filed by the petitioner, Mr. Isaac Mwanza, containing his reasons for applying to discontinue the matter, it is evident that the events that unfolded in the chambers made it impossible for him to receive a fair hearing. He says the decision to discontinue the case means that the crucial questions, particularly on the constitutionality of the amendment process, will now remain unanswered.
Having reviewed the affidavit filed by the petitioner Mr. Isaac Mwanza containing his reasons for applying to discontinue the matter, it is evident that the events that unfolded in the chambers made it impossible for him to receive a fair hearing. The decision to continue the case means that crucial questions, particularly on constitutionality of amendment process, will remain unanswered. One such question is whether all constitutional amendments require a technical committee. This is not a minor procedural matter but a fundamental constitutional issue. By avoiding a determination, the court missed an opportunity to provide much needed clarity and reaffirm the principles of constitutionalism and the rule of law in Zambia.
The Patriotic Front has urged the United Party for National Development, UPND government, to step back from former President Edgar Lungu's funeral and allow the Lungu family space to bury him in a dignified manner. PF Media Director Edwin Lifwekelo has challenged the government to show in death the respect it denied him in life. Mr. Lifwekelo has also called upon the media and civil society to remain vigilant and stand on the side of truth, legality and decency. He says the PF stands firm with Makhebe Zulu and the Lungu family and all those who continue to defend the legacy of the former president with dignity.
Makhebe Zulu is not the enemy. He's a defender of the law and family owner. Enemy is government that wants to take ownership of President Lungu's remains. Honorable Makhebe Zulu's role in this matter is guided by legal principle, customary respect, and the clearly documented wishes of the late president, President Edgar Sekou Lungu. It is a legal fact that the expressed funeral preferences of the deceased, particularly those of a former head of state, have a moral and legal weight. By facilitating legal counsel and funeral arrangements, Honorable Zulu is a responsible government. He is basically protecting the sanctity of the family's right to grieve privately and man's right to rest with dignity.
Zambia Police Acting Spokesperson Godfrey Chilavi says the Firearms Act regulates the owning of firearms in the country for both Zambian nationals and foreign nationals. Speaking to One Love Radio News, Mr. Chilavi says according to the Firearms Act Chapter 10 of the laws of Zambia, clearly stipulates the qualifications for one to own and possess a firearm. He says for one to own or possess a firearm, they must be of no criminal record and must be of sound mind, and that the foreign nationals wishing to own firearms must declare upon entry into the country or upon purchase in the country.
The Firearms Act, Chapter 110 of the laws of Zambia, that's a principal registration legislation that governs all matters related to firearms. Acquisition of the firearms, as I said, is well stipulated in the Firearms Act. As long as this person is a citizen and they meet the qualifications of acquiring a firearm, amongst the qualifications, one must have no criminal record. Then two, this person must be of sound mind. They can apply and acquire a firearm. Then there are those that may have firearms, maybe where they're coming from, in case they are not Zambian citizens. They may declare that, you know, on the way when they are coming.
Kapwepwe Ward 29 Councillor of Matero Constituency has commended the government over the developmental projects in the ward, which include Phase 1 and 2 of the maternity ward at Lilanda Clinic, a first of its kind, and a 1x3 classroom block at Desai Primary School. Speaking to One Love Radio News, Patrick Salubusa has highlighted a number of CDF projects that have been done in Kapwepwe Ward 29. Mr. Salubusa says, through CDF, the ward's development committee has managed to purchase and hand over desks to schools like Twalumba, Lilanda Secondary School and Desai Primary School, and has also managed to install solar street lights.
We've already done projects like phase one as well as phase two, which is the final phase of the construction of the maternity ward at Ilanda Clinic, the first of its kind, 1x3 classroom block at Desai Primary School, desks, but not for all the schools. So far we've given desks to Twalumba and Ilanda, we've given desks to Ilanda Secondary School and Desai Primary School. We've done some street lights.
The Zambia Compulsory Standards Agency, ZCSA, and the Tobacco Board of Zambia have expressed willingness to collaborate strategically on areas of shared interest. ZCSA Public Relations Officer Onisius Mamba says this is aimed at strengthening regulatory framework, promote compliance, as well as safeguard public health, consumer protection, and industry integrity in the areas of tobacco production, processing, and marketing of the product. And ZCSA Executive Director Gerard Tzinga notes that it is important for government institutions to work together to enhance product safety, competitiveness, consumer protection, and industry efficiency. Mr. Tzinga was speaking in Lusaka on Tuesday when Tobacco Association of Zambia Executive Director Robert Mwale paid a courtesy call on him. At the same meeting, Mr. Mwale called for collaboration between the two institutions to enhance regulatory oversight. We now take a break. Do stay tuned for international and sports news.
Information and Communications University is driving the thrill for the nation in research and development. Enroll now for full-time and distance programs in the School of Engineering, Humanities, Business and Education. To apply, visit our website at www.icuzambia.net or call us on +260 211 221 662 or 0966 342 359. Sponsorship is available. Enroll now.
At least 40 people have been killed in an attack on a camp for displaced people in Sudan's western Darfur region, according to an aid group that works there. The Abu Shark Emergency Response Room said Monday's assault was carried out by the Rapid Support Forces.